USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is suing Arizona, alleging the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. Police in Highland Park, Illinois, say they had two prior contacts with alleged parade shooting suspect Robert Cremo III. The first was in April 2019 after an individual contacted them 1 week after learning Cremo attempted to commit suicide.
The matter was being handled by mental health professionals at that time. There was no law enforcement action to be taken.
Lake County Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the second occurrence was in September of 2019 when one of Cremo's relatives contacted police and let them know that Cremo mentioned he would kill everyone. Police went to his home and removed 16 knives, including a dagger. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Officials across the state of Texas are continuing to sound the alarm on the illegal immigrant border crossings continuing to take place, declaring a growing number of illegal immigrants in Texas as a, quote, invasion. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez joins Fox News and calls on Democrats to get more involved.
I didn't run for public office to blame others. We can all blame the administration all day long. This is about solving problems. And part of the problem is the administration, but part of the problem is Congress. Where are the House Democrats on this situation?
The closed-door investigation into the Uvalde school massacre is frustrating residents of the Texas small town. A group of Democratic congressmen are calling on the state attorney general to step in and order the release of government records. The head of the state troopers has said he's open to releasing body camera footage, but that requires permission from the district attorney. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
California Governor Gavin Newsom released an ad campaign in Florida to entice people to his state. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube says Newsom's attempt to sway Florida residents will not work.
It's really sad that he's going to use the murder of unborn children as a reason as to why you should move back to California. People are flocking here every single day, and it's because low taxes, freedom, government out of your way, and it's a beautiful place to live.
Competitive eater Joey Chestnut won his 15th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest title Monday by eating 63 dogs, but the contest was interrupted by a protester in a Darth Vader mask holding a sign saying "Expose Smithfield's Death Star." Chestnut on Fox and Friends explains why he took the protester down using a chokehold.
I thought somebody fell onto me, and then I realized, oh, he's holding a sign, and he wasn't moving over, so I kind of moved him over. I moved out of the way.
Animal rights activist groups Direct Action Everywhere tweeted that the protest was directed at Smithfield Foods, Nathan's pork supplier. A doctor at the University of Colorado is searching for funding to help him study a possible breakthrough in the treatment of Parkinson's disease. Dr. Kurt Fried has spent years studying the disease and believes he has found a drug that suppresses the development of Parkinson's in humans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.